remember why you incarnated. You want to remember why it is we're here to perform this dance, to perform this accelerated presence. Really receive yourself in terms of your light, in terms of your power, in terms of your favored glance. So as the energies come through, they come through to offer you your favored outcome. Because remember, we're here showing the way. To show the way, we must hold our light. We must come under favored request. So favored request does not mean that spirit's gonna feed our ego. Favored request means that we have support, advantage to find our true placement, to find where we belong, to find where, it's almost like if you're in a play and it's like, okay, everybody on stage, and you know, like you're supposed to be there, you're supposed to be there. So we have help. We have help to find our true rhythm, to find our true light, to find our true placement, because it doesn't serve the purpose of our soul, the reason we came forth, if our soul is ready to ignite, it's ready to come forth with healing abilities, with light language, whatever it is our placement is, and we're busy somewhere down the street, turn left. That's not going to support our higher advantage, the reason for us being here, and all those that are going to delight, that are going to receive our blessings. So you want to realize that we have an advantage. So you're going to laugh, but it's like, what they're saying is like for us to take advantage of that advantage, because it's there, it's being offered. It's almost like you having theater tickets. It's like, oh my gosh, I have theater tickets. But if you don't use them, if you stick them in a drawer, it doesn't really help you. So this is where they're asking us to remember our truth, to remember our reasons for our presence, why we're here. So those that it's like, I don't feel like mass consciousness. I don't feel like how everyone else responds to things. I always feel a little different. So it's like the light bulb's going off and it's like, yes, yes. So they're showing me the Justice card, because this is our time of arrival. This is the time of claiming our true wealth. So each of us are receiving outpicturing, outpouring of loveliness so that we can find our balance. So if we're still playing with some of the old agenda, there's no error. There's no error. But this is our awakened presence, our awakened moment. So it's like, all right, time to kind of finish that up. Time to kind of finish that up so you can herald in your advantage, so you can take advantage of what's being offered, of what's being like passed out. So imagine like something's being passed out and it's like, oh, I think I need to like learn that. I need to like catch up a little bit. So this is catch up time, so that we can follow through, so that we can make a difference, so that we can arrive at our truest claim. So the energies that are coming forth for our advancement again, not because it's all about us, but that we can arrive at a proper placement and support all. So wherever there's a little bit of, I'm still working with that addiction, or I still haven't released that, or I'm still really holding judgment in this area, whatever it is, stay tuned, because the good news is that you're going to have ample support now in healing that, in moving that. I've got the Mother Mary here helping us to find our way. So again, it has to do with your heart. It has to do with your heart. As you open up to be of service, it doesn't mean you suddenly walk away from your whole life, but it means you switch in terms of recognizing your priority, recognizing your entitlement, recognizing that as you intend to be of service, that your world is going to light up. Light is, it's like someone just turned on every light in the house with floodlights. So you have this like spiritual offering, that it's like supernatural offering to help you find your way, to help pass your test. It's almost like a tutor showing up and looking over your test sheet and saying, okay, now what are you still struggling with? Explain to me what you're still struggling with. That's what is happening. We are all receiving those tutors of excellence so that we can have the advantage, so that we can hold the torch. We can be the lighthouse. We can be the strength for others. So you want to recognize that as we're going through all that's occurring, there are those at the front line, so to speak. So you want to remember, it's like everyone's got their place. Everyone's got their place. We are in the front line of bringing forth new consciousness. So wherever we are not in agreement, wherever we're not in alignment, there is a affordability. When I said affordability, it's almost like a rush. Have you ever been like, oh, some kind of water ride where you just kind of, you know, it's nice and easy. And then you get to this place where it's like, whoosh, like the water just pushes you forward. That is what is being offered here. It's a little bit of a push. It's a little bit of an advance so that we can find our proper placement. So it doesn't mean we need to bypass our ABCs. We need to learn. We need to learn. We need to master our energies. We need to relieve ourselves of the impoverished consciousness. So it's not like we just get a free pass and we just walk this way, forget about your lessons. It's not that at all. It's that there's an accelerated presence so that you can find harmony, so that you can find your true witnessing, so that you can find your true purpose, your true station. So as we receive the advantages, we receive the offering, as we receive our light, it's for us to coincide with grace. So if you read the daily message, it's like as you open up to your future tense, meaning all that's possible for you, the reason you came through in this timeline, as you open up to be of service, leaving the remnants of the past is leaving the attachment to your linear protocol. So this is what I had planned. This is what I was taught. This is what, you know, I'm still holding on to generational this or that or whatever. It's not suddenly being free and clear, but it's the intent. It's the intent. Now, there is a test, so to speak. It's not a hard test, but it's going to show you your truth. It's going to really open up, amplify your consciousness so you can see. It's like, wow, I'm still holding on to darkness. Now, there's a huge advantage when we step up and we realize that we're still aligning with darkness. It's like the lights are turned on. It's not for you to be in a shock of horrors when you notice it. It's to realize you have extra power now to decipher, to heal, to release, and then, of course, to claim. To claim all that is yours, to claim all that is your rightful procedure, for you to hold in full bounty, in full abundance, to witness, to hold, to charge. Because again, like when my arms are out and open, it's almost like holiday time that I can't even hold on to all the gifts coming through. Now, what I'm holding and claiming is for each of us. Each of us are healers. Each of us are masters in our own right. And so we're signaling that return. We're signaling that promotion. And so the energies here are, I literally see, is like, imagine you had a butler or whatever, and they're just brushing off your jacket, you know? So it's like supporting all moving to our advantage. So as we receive these offerings, as we receive this loveliness, is for you to wipe the slate clean. Now we're in charge. So that means I'm willing to forget. I'm willing to forgive and forget. So as, again, as we activate this offering through our higher heart, it's our intention, it's our free will that drives the promotion. And so the energies that are going to come forth are going to exercise our rite of passage. They're going to help us materialize our highest claim. as we proceed, as we agree, as we open up to our true calling. So each of us have heard a call. It's a reason you show up at these attunements. You wouldn't if you weren't already aware that you're attuning to your higher self. That's what we're doing. We're opening up to our own understanding of self. And all, there's like applauding, and all that comes with that. All that comes with that because it's our divine right to receive. Now that's very important because in the linear, it's a lot of, well, you have to earn, you have to prove. This has nothing to do with our higher ranking, with our higher purpose. There's nothing to prove, it's not earned. It's more so of acquiring a taste for the good life. And that's where each of us are learning how to step out in faith. Because what we acquire from the old energies, it doesn't really give us the good life. You can buy materials and like anything in the material, and it's like, oh, it's really nice, I really love this new, until it just becomes just another piece of furniture or whatever it is. So acquiring a taste for the good life is really standing out in terms of your own personal possession. In other words, in terms of your own accuracy, your own delivery, your own energies, because these are the energies that are going to be felt by you. So it's like you take possession, or you're possessed. Now you're possessed by your own loveliness. No one's like, there's no walk-ins, there's no one taking over yourself. It's your own introduction. And so, you know, for those of us that are looking for love in all the right, wrong places, like looking for love without, outside, looking for approval outside, all, because remember, we're dreaming the outside. It's all a projection. So we're coming into harmony, we're coming into ownership, we're coming into union with our true self. And so as we take a breath of fresh air, where we've been in charge all the time, but at this point there is an accelerated offering, an accelerated presence. You can guess why. It would seem that there's a calling, there is a need. So think about the need, think about the pressure that everyone's feeling. And so that pressure is helping to support the new world, is helping to support the new arrival. Now it's gonna come by choice. Some will say yes. Some will be like, no, dig in their heels, gotta play it the old way. So those that are ready for the yes, it's like, come on board. So each of us are the, like, literally everybody looks like an angel, like almost like these like humongous angel wings, almost like butterfly wings. And you're sort of making adjustments to come into your full follow through, to come into your full advantage, to come into your full capacity. Because again, we're the way showers. So it's sort of like, okay, how do we prepare? And so there's a little bit of, we all get to like different stages where we sort of like plateau. Like, okay, now I'm just sort of taking it easy again. So this is our opportunity to kind of like, not that it's the last push, but it's one of the last pushes where we're really gonna stand out and be noticed and be welcomed. Because remember, the energy that we hold, our presence, is healing to all. It doesn't matter if you're standing 6 feet away from someone else in the grocery store, or you're just holding the image of someone. Remember, the physicality, it's a mirage. There's no separation. So as images of others come to mind, communities, you're gonna see like someone you haven't thought about for 30 years suddenly appears. Because again, they're coming in with full welcome, because you were the one holding the healing offering. So we're learning how to stand out. Now, some of us are a little timid regarding this because we've been burned at the stake or whatever's occurred in other lifetimes or this very lifetime. So we're learning how to have that pronounced energy. You're learning how to feel comfortable in your own skin, in your own field of endurance, where others are going to respond to your energy, where others are going to take leave of their senses, they're saying, which means like leaving the five senses and moving into extreme pleasure, feeling like they're going to feel a shift in the air, they're going to take a deep breath anew, because we're sending that signal of offering, reminding them of their truth. So this is the time to receive that offering for self, to learn how to stabilize those intentions. They're kind of saying, like, we're all good beginners. We're all good beginners. In other words, we sort of get it until we don't. So they're saying, like, agree and multiply, agree and multiply. So as we come into consent, as we come into true understanding, and I just have, my version of it is applause, but their version of it, it's like hearts are singing. If you could imagine, like, because it all comes out of the activation of the heart. So what I see is like out of the heart, it's just like vibration. Like, just imagine a fifth dimensional symphony real literally bursting out of someone's heart. That's what the applause looks like as they support us at this time. So as each of us will come under that authorship. So imagine there being like almost like an umbrella of offering. It's like this halo that covers all that are ready to proceed, all that are ready to align. And so these energies will be traveling with you in abundance, helping you to release some of this, you know, I'll just always have that issue. I'll just always have. That's just a belief. And so some of these ingrained beliefs, if you've been like you had indoctrination, remember, we create out of our beliefs. So be ready, because some of you really going to have some life-altering experiences, because you've been doing without, out of shame, out of dictation, whatever it is. But you're going to be shown parallel occurrences. In other words, new timelines, new offerings. And as you shake out the old, as you come on board, as you agree and consent, as you're being lifted up into new advantages, you sing a song of grace because you move into new offerings. I literally see like chakras, like they're just vibrating. Oh my gosh, just vibrating. So this is what's available to us as we agree, saying like to turn the cheek, but it's like to offer ourselves in acquittal, to offer ourselves in ready position, to offer ourselves a new advantage. So as we will receive these energies, as we will seal this activation, we do it on behalf of all of life, of all the brothers and sisters, of all brethren. And we hold the emphasis for all to receive this activation, that all may receive their truth. So what they mean by this is that we and others, as we hold this alignment, will suddenly receive new ideas. So those that are working out of ego, even things that are set up, whether they're in companies or in family units, where they're suddenly going to get bursts of inspiration. So how to change for the better, how to think of community rather than individual, how to move into higher frequency, higher order. So the energies that we're receiving, they're saying agree and multiply. They extend. They help us to move into new understandings, new bursts of inspiration. And as we offer that, as we hold that intention, as we hold that vibration and alignment, each that comes under this offering agrees and multiplies. Because again, we're not each going to individually touch everyone. But as we offer it to another, and then someone else aligns and offers it, and they're showing me how it like travels around the globe. Travels around the globe. So this is true healing. This is true healing. So as we will seal this activation, as we will offer ourselves to the highest occurrence, we do so with the intention of serving global consciousness in whatever form is for the best and highest good of all. And so as we offer that for all, of course, we receive that internally within. May everything I do be for the best and highest good of all that are affected by my thoughts and my actions. The power of that statement, the power of that prayer, puts you in an advantage beyond your current expectation, beyond your current understanding. May all that I think, may all that I do be of service to the highest good of all, to the Christ consciousness of all. May freedom from old ideas, old beliefs, old injuries, disease, ring true for all. So again, as we receive this, we come under an offering, we come under an umbrella, if you will, for us to find the light, for us to serve the light, for us to see where we haven't been serving the light, not in error, not in punitive damages, not in hardship, not in strangulation. I have someone like almost wanting to strangulate themselves. But in order to be the way shower, in order to find truth, in order to come into alignment under divine decree. Let us pray. So it is. So it shall be. Thank you, everybody, for joining, for contributing to open up to your light, to say yes to your divine path. So much love and appreciation from the higher realm. So much love and appreciation.